the nephew is here with today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Nev?
Well, let me ask y'all something, you know, before we drop this one. You know, there's always a recall on certain things. We've heard about cars being recalled. We've heard about appliances being recalled. Yeah, toys being, you know, unsafe. Even food being a recall. And, but today it's a little something different, folks. This right here is condom recall. Oh, anybody with me no more, huh? I mean, y'all was with me with the cars and the toys and the appliances. Y'all was right there with me, but as soon as I give y'all the title, now no one is with me. But see, this is why pranking ain't for everybody, right? Because don't nobody want to roll with you. Not Cat Dog, if you would, we're going on in there with it. Condom recall.
Hello?
I'm trying to reach I believe it's Mark Davidson.
Oh, yes, he's not here right now. You don't want to leave a message?
Well, this is Barry. I work here. I'm the manager here at Walmart. Is he gonna be home anytime soon where he can maybe give me a call, I can chat with him?
I'm not sure. I mean, he can be back within like an hour or so. What's going on?
Well, we got a transaction here that he made on Friday of last week. And basically what's going on is we've had a bad batch of condoms, and there's actually a condom recall. This was a credit card transaction, so we're trying our best to reach out and get as many people as we can and let them know that those condoms are defective.
So
there's a recall on the Magnum condoms that we've had here at Walmart. And what we're trying to do is call everybody that has purchased them within the last week. And, you know, he purchased some on Friday, so what we want to do is reach out to him and let him know to bring those back.
Wait, I'm sorry. So you're saying that Marcus purchased these condoms on Friday?
The date I have here on this transaction, ma'am, says Friday of last week. Yes, ma'am.
We don't even use them. But for the fact that you called me talking about that my husband used condoms last Friday, when we don't even use them at all, I'm so upset right now. Okay, you know what? Hold on. I'm going to call him right now if you wait.
Hang on a second. Would you rather give me his cell and I give him a call and let him know what's going on? Could you just give me his number?
Oh, no. I'm calling him myself right now. Hold on.
Babe, what's up? I'm about to get in the chair. What's up? I'm at the barbershop. I'm
getting in the chair right now. I think you need to get up and go outside because what I'm about to say... You don't want to talk about this in front of all your people.
Wait, okay. Give me a second, bro. 1 second. 5 minutes. What? What's going on? What's up? What's up, Sarah?
I'm being like flexing in front of the folks. First of all, so why do I get a phone call from like the manager talking about you bought some condoms and they were defective last Friday? Really?
Wait, what?
Is this like a joke
on,
right
baby.
Now?
Baby, what are you talking about? What are you talking about?
What am I talking about? You tell me what I'm talking about. You tell me what he's talking about.
You sound crazy. I'm not crazy.
I'm not crazy. This is real.
What?
Cut the out and tell me what's going on right now.
Excuse me. Hello?
Hello? Who is this on my line? You calling me on the phone? Who is this?
Okay, how you doing? You're Marcus, correct?
Who is this?
I'm Barry. I'm the general manager at and we were calling
Barry. Wait. Barry, how you get my number? Why my wife calling me talking this crazy about a condom from Barry? What's happening? Get to the point, bro.
Y'all, I'm not crazy. You're crazy.
What's your name? Barry?
Okay, my name is Barry. I'm the general manager here at Walmart. And basically, we have a condom recall, and we have your credit card that you made a transaction this past Friday.
Wait. Barry. What the f*** are you talking about?
Now you're going to try to act like you don't know what I'm talking about? Really? You know exactly what you're talking about.
Tyra, could you be quiet?
No, I'm trying to get, because
this is crazy. I'm trying to get a heck. I don't got this.
Okay, so, sir, what it is we have a transaction with your credit card that condoms were purchased, and what's happening is those condoms are defective, so we're doing a recall on all of them. So we're trying to get those condoms back. We don't want
Barry.
Yes.
First of all, you made a mistake. You couldn't possibly have my credit card, sir. You really...
Okay, well,
sir, hold on. Barry, this is my family, Barry. I don't play about my family, Barry. Okay. What are you talking about, Barry?
I've stated it, sir. This card This is how we got the number to your home where your wife is, and we were trying to actually just we weren't trying to create any problems. We just wanted to let you know that the condoms were defective.
That's right. Sir, I don't know. Marcus, the fact.
Baby, first of all, baby, you're doing a lot on the phone in front of Barry. I don't even know where it's coming from.
I'm doing a lot now, right?
You're doing a lot. Listen, baby,
right,
we discussed it. We passed this part in our relationship. I told you that I was done with that part of my life. I told you that. Barry.
So disrespectful.
I apologize. Listen.
Were you in Walgreens on Friday of last week, sir?
I was not.
Well, these were purchased Friday around 6 o'clock Friday evening of last week.
Barry.
Guess what? He wasn't home. I'll tell you that much. It's very fascinating that he was at work doing overtime.
Sweetheart.
Right.
Let's stop.
I see the picture now.
What picture? Barry. See, you got my wife talking crazy.
I mean, what are you?
Barry.
Yes.
This is wrong.
Baby, I didn't do this. Baby.
I'm so disgusted.
First of all, we don't even use condoms.
I'm so disgusted with you.
We don't even use condoms. Baby, we don't even use condoms. Why at my
purchase? Clearly, you did with someone else.
Barry, first of all.
Mr. Marcus, this was a pack of 12. You remember buying it? 12 pack of Magnum?
I don't.
I still can't trust you.
We passed the Magnum. That's a lie. Why are you on here believing this? You know what I mean? I wouldn't have spoken to God about this.
Yo, I can't believe
Barry, I can't believe you're doing this. Hold on. Barry.
I didn't do this.
Barry, you got to be out of your mind calling me with this. You got to be out your mind.
You're the person that bought the damn gun.
You're the person that's been accidentally cheating
on your wife.
Wow.
Hey, dude, I didn't do this. Tommy the one did it. It wasn't me.
What? Barry, I don't know no Tommy.
Tommy told me to call you because you the one bought the condom. Tommy said you bought.
Who is Tommy?
Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Both of y'all just got pranked.
Oh my God. I can't believe that.
You gotta be kidding.
So Tommy,
nephew Tommy?
Okay, Tyra, your sister Trish is who got me to prank y'all.
Oh, man. Well, I guess we're going to be leaving her out at the holidays, huh? She ain't coming to the house, man. You ain't cursing me out on this phone. You know I love you. You know how I feel about you, man.
All right, man. Buddy love. Both of y'all got to tell me this. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land, baby? It's 2020. Give it to me. What is it?
It's the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
That's right. Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Nephew. What y'all think?
Nephew.
Come on now.
Recall,
baby. Hey, it happens. It happens to a lot of different things. It's just a recall. Don't get caught up with it. It's all right. These people gonna get past this. All right. It's Saturday, October the 19th, 2024. That's this year. That's the sweetest day. Comedy Jam. That's the Win Trust Arena.
See,
that's them W's kicking in. The Win Trust Arena, Chicago, Illinois. All right. That's Bill Bellamy. That's me, Nephew Tommy. Mark Curry in the building. Tommy Davidson in the building. Lou Nail and the one and only Tony Roberts is in the building. And then we got Nephew Tommy and Friends, October 26th. That is at the Hyman Center, Lafayette. Yet, Louisiana. Tickets are on sale right now.
All right. Thank you, nephew. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
97.1 QMG.